means that each of you singers get a chance to come up here and work with me in a masterclass format. That means that you'll sing your aria through once, all the way. I won't stop you. And then we'll chat about some things that I might be able to help you with or questions you might have. And I might give you some technical tips or pronunciation corrections, anything like that that might come up in a piece. I assume that most or all of you are studying voice or have studied voice with a teacher. Okay. And then we'll work the pieces through in perhaps in portions, and I'll do my best to help you out with it. And that's kind of it. Now, the concert on Friday will be a chance for you to perform. And by perform, I mean then it's not a work situation anymore. In a performance, you're going to dress as a singer, look like a singer, behave like a singer, walk like a singer, come onto the stage with that air of confidence and buoyancy that singers have, no matter how horrible they're feeling about what they're about to do. And so one of our issues here is, of course, performance practice to look like $1 million, even if you feel like about 50 cents. That can happen in a performance, you know, if you're nervous or if you're not sure about your preparation or you don't know, you know, you're worried about what people think of you, which is silly, but we'll get into that. I like to say what other people think of me is none of my business. Yeah. So this will help you to gain a little poise and confidence in your performances. And after all, as a singer, it kind of goes with the territory that you're going to be performing, because you don't want to just be singing for yourself. And the performance thing is kind of your trial by fire. Everybody has to face it. How many of you are fairly experienced performers already? Okay. At singing. Performing at singing. Or at least, how many of you at least have done a little public speaking or plays or stood on the stage? There you go. So I would think that people who are already thinking about performing would be drawn to this particular class. So that makes sense. Now the type of singing that I happen to teach is called the Italian bel canto, which translated means beautiful singing, bel canto. There are three ideals in the bel canto. There's the legato, which is the smooth movement from one note to the other. There are the pure vowels, which give the voice its colors. And then there's the flexibility, which give the voice its expression and its range and ability to sing dynamic levels, loud and soft, and so on. Now, that's about 500 years of vocal history in about 30 seconds. But that pretty well sums up what the singer should be after. It doesn't matter if you're singing an aria or an anthem in this case, or a popular piece. The same rules of good singing apply generally everywhere. There's always plenty of room to add your personal style to that. But a voice which is breath supported, which has a clear diction and has flexibility and expressiveness is going to be an attractive voice no matter what style you're singing. So any questions on that? I was kind of roughing over that real quick because I know we have a lot of ground to cover. So that the suggestions I'll be giving you will have to do with your deportment, your breath support, being able to continue your tone through your legato and those things. And then if we feel like it, we might get into a little interpretation, a little bit of how to make your song come alive for the people, how to communicate, how to connect with your audience, and to lose your fear of the audience and realize that you're having a conversation with them and that they're all your best friends at that very moment, that you're sharing a moment together. And it becomes, you know, a large group of people can become almost like a one-on-one if you work it right. Who wants to go first? Okay. Brave girl.
Yeah, that's right.
Once you hear this, you're gonna kill me.
just a little bit, because you know each other so well. This is Vishnya. We know each other pretty well. Vishnya is going to show you all how we begin our performance in the class by, in a loud, clear voice, we say our name, what we're going to sing, right? So that we all understand. It's very frustrating. I don't know who you are, and I don't know this piece. At least tell me something. It's also a little icebreaker. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. And to calm you down, we're going to try our posture exercise.
Okay.
If you'll all stand and do that, this together, it'll help you all. Okay? Okay? Now, most people, you'll need to spread out a little bit, even more than you are, if you have plenty of room for your arms. Okay? Okay. Now, if you're feeling a little tense just before performance, just like Vishnya will sometimes feel, even though she's a consummate pro, a good thing to do to get ready is, first of all, to take a deep breath, and then let that out. You got to put a little oxygen. Now, if you're finding your shoulders are a bit tight, try stretching your arms straight out, this way and that way. This way, and just stretch as if you were reaching for something to either side. Okay, and now, without breathing in, raise them above your head, way up high, straight up. I see a lot of this sort of thing, okay? I want them straight up. The old lady can do it, okay? You know, really up. I see too much air between your arms and your ears. Up. Okay, now, don't breathe yet. This way, now you see where your rib cage is now? Now put your arms down and take a big breath. Now, your rib cage ought to be just somewhat elevated from this. In other words, this stretch stretches you through here. It's a very simple exercise. So that it's as if someone were pulling on your hands all the way around, all the way up. It's almost as if you were suspended from the ceiling somewhat. That's going to give you a good stretch through the rib cage. And once you've got that, you see that's a slight transformation. You know, if you started off like this, this ought to straighten you right out. You see what happens? There's a certain axis there, but don't put your arms too far forward or too far back. They should be absolutely straight across. You can check it in the mirror. And it's this, and then it's that. And you look completely different. You look like the Queen of England. Okay. All right? Does that help? Take
yes,
another nice
definitely.
Deep breath. A lot of this is about relaxation. Okay.
If I may say a few words.
All right.
I would like to just thank Elizabeth.
Straighten up.
I would like to thank Elizabeth.
See your face. Look at the
yes.
shadows everywhere.
I've been attending this class for 4 years, and I think this is a wonderful class. It taught me a lot, especially about the posture. Posture is very important, especially this part. And
seek the heat of the lamp. See, now you can see her face, you see? That's an instinct, okay?
Okay?
See, I can be tough on her.
That's okay.
Okay.
So I think that this is very, very important and wonderful what I've learned in these 4 years coming
right.
here.
Hollywood.
Thank you.
Right. You didn't tell us your name yet.
My name is Vishnya Tiardovic. I will sing tonight aria of Paulina from Pic Dame or Queen of Spades from Piotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Вспомнила
Vishnya did at the end. She took a polite bow and she acknowledged her pianist. In the heat of battle, never forget to acknowledge your colleagues. They might not work with you anymore if you don't. Okay. So sometimes we get a little forgetful on the stage and we might, you know, so these are things you need to practice and train so that they become second nature to you. When you come out, the first thing you do is bow, acknowledge, bow, smile. You begin to sing, and when the aria is over with, you might want to just, like, forget where you are. You know, you're in the moment, and then you go, ha, and the moment's broken. So if you practice what you're going to do after the aria, make sure it's second nature. The first thing you do is bow and acknowledge, bow and acknowledge. It's like being royalty or something. It has to be second nature. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. There is a little tension.
Yeah.
Where?
In the phrases, and I don't think...
I mean, in you.
In me. Here, and I don't think that I have enough breath.
No. And you know, I think you were wasting a little energy on that left hand.
Uh-huh.
This thing. Did you notice that?
No.
Yeah, you didn't even know you were doing
notice.
That? Uh-oh. She didn't know she was doing that. Did you see the left hand moving around? She wasn't aware of it. And when you notice that there might have been a little bit of tension through the neck, you might have noticed that. That's drawing right up through here. Okay. Now, part of being a really consummate singer is to know what every single muscle in your body is doing at any given moment, including your left hand. It has nothing to do with your singing, but actually it does, as it turns out. Now let's try the beginning again. And now mentally spot that left hand.
Okay.
Pay attention to it.
Down.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Da вспомнила.
You feel a huge relaxation right down to there. That thing is just dead as a dodo.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. What you, see what you did. The nerves had kind of lodged themselves in here.
Mm-hmm.
And without realizing it, you were undercutting your breath.
Mm-hmm.
And what has to happen is suddenly this tension goes away and it's... And you're applying it here and not...
There.
In someplace else. Now there was, now you need to expand to the highs. She's a mezzo-soprano, so she's not all that confident with the high notes. And I've never met a mezzo that was terribly confident with the high notes. They have to work at it a little harder than the regular sopranos. Regular sopranos. Anyway. Where is the upward line up to that one? Da-dee, up to the G's. It's only a G.
Okay. Feels like a B flat
or something. You need to relax and spread and look for that light.
Right there. Yeah.
Yeah,
как видела.
Beautiful Russian, by the way. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Now, use mm-hmm. what we just talked about and then begin that great expansion into that high phrase. Because your lungs will never collapse. They can't. You've got all those ribs around them to keep them from doing that. So where is the air failing? It's because you've got, you haven't got quite enough tuck underneath.
Okay.
And then this starts to come down. And you're not using this guy. It's okay. An effort, but it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you don't use your extremities to help. You relax your arms. Use this muscle by itself. Don't use your arms to do that, okay?
Okay.
Try it again.
Mm-hmm.
That long phrase. I want to hear that G again.
Okay.
Okay. Big breath and go for it. Like that, it's going to kill you. I had a friend, Marilyn Schmiga, who's a very well-known mezzo, and she was singing Porto, Porto, like this, and it was on video.
Uh-huh.
And we kept saying, Marilyn, you just put your... And she says, I'm not doing that, I'm not. And every time she went for the high, and she saw the video, and we were all just screaming with laughter because she went, oh, because you know, she didn't know she was doing it. Your arms are getting into
the act. I know this now, first time.
Right, your arms are getting into the act. Pretty sweater, I wish I had
Thank
one.
You.
Your arms are getting into the act because you think you need that extra.
Yes.
But all it's doing is tying you up.
I see that.
It's much better than. Okay? So don't let those arms get into the act.
Okay.
Perfectly fine voice without them. Relax. Nice and smooth. your eyes.
Nieszczęsny jest oli. I was thinking pitch.
Uh-huh. You should sing, you should think pain.
Okay.
The last thing on your mind is worrying about your voice.
Okay.
Because all you're doing is, again, you're defeating yourself because you expect it to go badly.
Okay.
Right?
No.
I know you well. No, you do expect
I'm
it
just
to
joking.
Go badly.
Yes, I know.
Yes, you expect it to go badly. You get exactly what you ask for. Okay, that's the trouble.
Uh-huh.
You go for that note and there's just abandon in it.
Okay.
I mean,
where do you want them?
There's no turning back on that.
You're both?
The lead up.
From here, from above me. Oh.
Okay, this time go for broke here.
Okay.
All right, use your eyes now, be expressive.
You both mechta zlati nieszczo.
Pressure off one place, and suddenly that energy is available for the tone and for your expression and for your eyes and your face and other things. And you get rid of that. That's exactly what your issue has been. And
Thank you.
The only reason that we've staged a little miracle cure is because we've been working together a long time, and she knows my triggers. She knows what I'm asking her to do. So the thing that Vishnu still needs to overcome is, okay, I got that feeling right now. Can I repeat that? Can I make that happen again? When the New York Times is there and is this going to happen to me again? Or am I going to be able to keep my composure and do what you just did now? See, that's the challenge. That's the performance part of it. Thank you,
Vishnu. Thank you.
All right.